Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So friends, this beautiful gospel we have this morning from John, Jesus is addressing. We hear it in English as the Jews. In Greek, it's the hoiudaoi, meaning the Judeans, those from the area of the broken empire known as Judah. So it's not exactly, it's a slightly important translation difference there. Anyway, so Jesus is talking with the Judeans, and they're astounded by things that he's saying. Because of the things that he's doing on the Sabbath, first and foremost, but even more than that, John says, they're astounded because of his self-identification with the Father. It's really hard for us to hear the novelty of this. It's hard for us to be, we're just not scandalized by that as Christians, that we hear Jesus as the Son of the Father, and it just makes sense to us. And that's right, but it's helpful to try and feel a little bit the scandal of what this was to them. This gives Jesus this amazing opportunity to speak about himself and the Father. And what he says to them is just amazing. I just want to direct our attention back to one of the things that he said. Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these so that you may be amazed. And again, at the end of the gospel, Jesus says, I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. There's something amazing about that. I cannot do anything on my own. I only do what I see the Father doing. Because in between the beginning of the gospel and the end of the gospel, those two sections that I just quoted, Jesus goes on to say how the Father has given him all authority, all power. He's given him the authority to call the dead to life. The Father's given him all the authority of judgment and condemnation. Like, the Father has put everything into Jesus' hands. And then Jesus says, I can't do anything on my own. Like, you certainly sound like the guy who could. You sound like the guy who has the power to just be this trailblazing maverick that you could do whatever you want to do. And he's saying, no, that's not who I am. That's not what it means to be the Son. To be the Son is to always turn my gaze to the Father. Like for Jesus, his heart is so anchored in the Father's heart. His eyes are so rooted in the Father's gaze that the Father is the entire source of the Son's life. He does what he sees his Father doing. He says what he hears his Father saying. All of those things. I want to share this just because it came up when I was praying through this gospel. The movie Jaws. I know, that was a weird left turn. The movie Jaws. A scene came up to my mind when I was praying through this gospel from the movie Jaws, right? Spielberg movie, right? It's a scene where Chief Brody is sitting at his little kitchenette table and he's got massive decisions weighing on him, the stress of, you know, people being eaten by the shark, all those things. What do I do about the shark? He's sitting there and his little boy is sitting next to him at the table. And Chief Brody, like, just keeps moving and folding his hands. He's kind of doing like this, and he's rubbing his face. And then the camera kind of like pans to his son. And you see his son just like mimicking all the movements that his dad's doing. And it just brought me right to this gospel. That's Jesus, right? I do what I see my Father doing. I behave in the way I see my Father behaving. I say what I hear my Father saying. That there's this beautiful mimicry, and that's who we're supposed to be. That all throughout the day, as adopted sons and daughters, that our new identity because of baptism is the identity of Jesus. We too are meant to gaze upon the Father and periodically, again throughout the day, ask the question, Father, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? It's, you know, remember those bracelets, the WWJD bracelets, what would Jesus do bracelets? In some ways, no condemnation if you're wearing one, but in some ways they're heretical. Because the question is not what would Jesus do, as if Jesus was doing something. No, it's what are you doing right now, Lord? Like, what are you doing? And as sons and daughters of the Father, we're meant to gaze upward to the Father and ask that question, what are you doing? Because that's what I want to be doing. How are you interacting in this space with these people? Because that's how I want to be interacting. How are you loving them right now? Because that's how I want to be loving. We're just never alone, right? We're just never alone. We never have to just figure it out on our own. We just do what Jesus did, which is, Father, what are you doing? Amen.